This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw. Soldiers from the Mission Training Center in Fort Bliss, Texas, are serious about perfecting life-saving skills for the battlefield. 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division prepare early for the Network Integration Evaluation 13.1 exercise. NIEs are a series of semi-annual evaluations designed to integrate and mature the Army's tactical network. Specialist Keith Rhodes describes how vital it is to enhance communication skills through using systems like virtual reality scenarios.
Communication is extremely important. I can't stress the importance of it. When an event goes off, you need to have reaction to that event as quickly as possible. If you have a troop down, a vehicle down, or any kind of intel that comes in, you need to be able to react on the intel and use that to your advantage to give us an advantage on the battlefield.
Despite physical limitations from combat injuries, soldiers from Warrior Transition Unit compete in Fort Drum's first Wounded Warrior Triathlon. The triathlon was created as a way to involve more soldiers who are unable to take part in traditional military fitness programs. Physical therapy assistants agree that the best treatment for soldiers suffering from combat-related injuries is engaging soldiers in activities that challenge them physically and mentally. A soldier adjusts to his new lifestyle without his legs. Specialist Tim Hall receives help from Homes for Our Troops after a mortar accident in Logar Province, Afghanistan, left him dependent on others. The organization is building a new home for Hall in Hawthorne, Nevada, designed for maximum freedom of movement and the ability to live more independently. For more on this story, check out army.mil. That's your Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw.